KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201 DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
Nolene Hoffman may only be 21 years old, but her songs evoke the perspective of someone who's seen lifetimes.
I've got plates for purple gas, about the only break I catch.
That song, Purple Gas, caught the attention of country star Zach Bryan, who reshared the video and then invited her to perform the song with him as a duet.
Upside down, in the best way, but my world was turned upside down by that repost, just everything. Everything changed.
Hoffman, who hails from southern Alberta, grew up herding cattle across the Canadian prairies. But once she started playing honky-tonks, she knew what she had to do.
When I got that first taste of, you know, singing an original song that I'd written live, I knew there was no coming back.
Coming up, Nolene Hoffman plays songs from her EP, Purple Gas. I'm Stephen Kaleo. This is World Cafe. Man, Nolene has a really special voice and some beautiful songs. That session coming up just a few minutes away. But first, Old Crow Medicine Show from their latest record, Jubilee. Here's Miles Away, getting us going on the cafe.
I ran into my old friend by the side of the road today. Was cutting back roses in the rain. Had a few more miles carved in his mandolin, but he kept pretty well in tune when he sang the Motown country blues. Do you remember the rails that we used to ride? Oh, that was many mountains ago. Since we split off upon that westbound trail, how you been, old friend? How you doing? Well, I never got the chance to say I love you. Are the fields still growing wild? I heard you lost your gal along the way. Remember hiding high up in the rafters all day? Did that old roof cave in? Is there anything left of all that's been? I never got the chance to say I love you. Remains. Grab the saddle horn and just throw your body over. Don't let the past, don't let the past, don't let the
from NPR. It's World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. There's nothing quite like the idea of the Wild West. The rugged frontier jumps to life in movies, pictures, and songs. Nolene Hoffman, who grew up in Alberta and spent several years working herding cattle, has a gift for conveying that imagery. Her song, Purple Gas, caught the attention of country star Zach Bryan, who invited Hoffman to play on his video series, ultimately leading to a duet on his new album and a guest appearance on her latest EP. Coming up, Nolene joins me to talk about what being a ranch hand has in common with writing songs. And we kick off our session with a lovely live performance of the track August. Here's Nolene Hoffman on World Cafe.
One mole's hauling bales, grains about done ripening. Summer went so. Bone feeling in my bones insists there's weather coming. Oh, the meadowlarks are calling, cows ain't bawling, no thunderhead. Oh, goodbye, banjo moon, high buckskin, harvest starting. There's fires in Montana again. Ace hangs heavy like a heartache. Sting in my eyes, prairie gold, hay fever, I'm grieving. August. Bracing in. Out of a breath of wind, stirring up old sail dust, summoning ghosts of loss and false promise. Farming accidents, redbird batches, the eighth month killed my innocence. I learned sorrow's love with no home, and you don't always reap what you sow. Goodbye, banjo moon, high buckskin, harvest starting. There's fires in Montana again. Haze hangs heavy like a heartache. River slow, but she won't stop for nothing. In that fact, I have found hope just as I found tough loving. Oh, goodbye, banjo moon, high buckskin, harvest starting. There's fires in Montana again. Haze hangs heavy like a heartache. Steam in my eyes, prairie gold, hay fever, I'm grieving.
Recorded live in studio, it's Nolene Hoffman here on World Cafe with a performance of August. It's from her debut EP, which is available now. It's called Purple Gas. And hey, thanks for joining us on World Cafe. My name is Kaleo.
Nolene Hoffman is my guest. Hey, Nolene, it is so nice to meet. Welcome to the show.
Leo, thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. I kind of want to jump back, if that's okay with you, get a little bit of your backstory. So Southern Alberta is where you were born and raised. And I mean, listening to a song like August, like, you know how to paint a picture. That seems like a pretty evocative place. What was life like growing up there?
For sure. Yeah. I grew up about an hour from the Montana border. Okay. I never set foot in the States until I was 19, despite living so close. But yeah, I grew up in a area with lots of intense crop production and cattle ranching. It's very flat and rural. It's a lot like Oklahoma or Iowa, the Midwest.
The prairie,
yeah,
right?
The prairie, yeah.
So you say that, like, you know, cattle industry is big there. Was that when you first started getting into working on farms, working as a ranch hand, or did that come a little bit later?
Mm-hmm. I was as a toddler, there was a family mixed farm and ranch, but life ended up leading my parents to town. And so I grew up in town, and then in high school, I grew an interest for cattle and the grasslands and started working at this ranch just to learn near town. And I just continued taking it running until after high school. So.
Okay, so I know a lot of people get into different things when they're young, like in grade school or high school. Yeah, people want to be a baseball player. Some people want to be a doctor or an actor. How do you get the bug for going, you know what, agriculture, farming, that's right up my alley. That sounds really interesting.
Mm-hmm. I think it just, you know, it was all around me. And I think for a while in middle school time of my life, I sort of resented being from such a small place because I felt that artistic opportunities were out of my reach to really to grow those interests. But then as I became older and wiser, I realized that, you know, it was the greatest blessing in my life to grow up in such a way. And I just became fascinated with, you know, the great American cowboy and all these things, and sort of started to see the world around me in a new light and wanted to be a part of it.
Well, I don't want to come across as a city slicker, but, you know, I am curious what day-to-day life was like working as a ranch hand. Like, you know, I read the word purple gas and I have to Google, wait, what exactly is that?
Sure.
I mean, I'm sure there's a whole world that, you know, people just are ignorant of when it comes to that. But, like, what did you appreciate about it? What did you see day-to-day doing that gig?
I think, you know, it's different. It's different day-to-day. There's the things that need to be done, the same things that need to be done every day. But I think that's one of the reasons why I loved that work so much, is because it was about, you know, you're solving the problem of the day. And lots of the time you spend is doing just that. And it's always, lots of excitement when you're working with live animals. So actually, there's a lot of parallels. You know, working as a ranch hand, it's a lifestyle. It's a lot more than just a job.
So you don't fall into it. You commit to it.
Yeah, 100%. I lived out there and, you know, lived and breathed it. And I think that's why it was such a natural fit for me. And there's actually a lot of parallels I've found with, you know, my career as an artist, surprisingly, and as a ranch hand. There's just a lot more rhinestones involved in this career.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Nolene Hoffman here on World Cafe. The debut EP is available now. It is called Purple Gas. We've got more to get to with Nolene, including hanging out with Zach Bryan in a pickup truck, which is not something that I often get to say here on the cafe. But first, we've got another song off the EP, The Way You Bring Me to Tears. I love a song that sort of sets expectations and then breaks them. And so when I saw that title, I'm like, okay, here we go, strap in for a ballad. What happened? And it's not that at all. It's a lovely twist. I would love to know the origin or the circumstances of writing that song.
Thank you. Yeah, that song is, it's a waltz. It's a love song through and through.
Yeah.
It's not a sad song at all. I think my tendency is to write, you know, tragic love songs. And so this was, it's my only pure, true love song out there. So
was it more challenging to write the love song than the sad song?
You know, at the time I was in love. So it was one of the easiest songs I've ever written. Yeah.
That's awesome. Let's take a listen to a live version of it right now. The Way You Bring Me to Tears It's Nolene Hoffman here on World Cafe.
Till the crying of the fiddle brings my birth back again. I'll never forget it the first time I heard you sing in your heart right out to mine. Oh, hey. You bring when I Yes, I am the bravest bullfighter that ever dared the pen. I've tied one all night, and I mean enough to fight. I'm looking for the world to disagree. So sound your trumpets, folks, and grab your lances, friends, for I am the bravest bullfighter that ever dared the pen. Yes, I am the bravest bullfighter that ever dared the pen. You can try to crucify me, I don't care if you don't like me. I'll tell you I'll be waiting in my golden cape. And when the spit meets the dirt, boys, I'll greet you with a grin. For I am the bravest bullfighter that ever dared the pen. Yes, I am the bravest bullfighter that ever dared the pen. Some folks are getting tired, they get old and lose their fire. They find the grace of light to lean upon, but do the bull says I, just as long as I live, for I am the bravest bullfighter that ever dared to pen. Yes, I am the bravest bullfighter that ever dared to pen.
Recorded live here in studio at World Cafe, it's Nolene Hoffman with a cover of the Luke Bell song, The Bullfighter, originally released in 2016. Nolene Hoffman is my guest today. Her debut EP is available now. It is called Purple Gas. I am Kaleo. This is World Cafe. You know, it's one thing to pick up a guitar and play, but then it's another thing to write your own lyrics. Like, mm-hmm. Lyrically, where did you start out? Like, do you remember what your first song you ever wrote was?
I do. It was called The Sunflower.
Okay.
And I had written it because there was a folk festival in the nearest city to where I grew up, and we had a teacher that he loved music and was always encouraging us kids who were musically inclined to play and to write and all this. So he told us about the folk festival, and at this folk festival, you can go up, anybody can go up. It's an open singer-songwriter night, and it was like on the local Shaw TV and everything, and anybody can sign up. It's actually quite popular. The whole place was filled up, and he was like, you know, you should write a song and do this. And so me and a friend of mine, we both entered into it. And so I wrote that song. That's the first song that I remember writing. And the first original song I ever performed live was there at the folk festival. And
from then on,
oh man, I mean, it's all been downhill from there, because I've never recovered or turned back since. I've caught the bug in a big, you know, always loved music, always played music, but when I got that first taste of, you know, singing a original song that I'd written live, I knew there was no coming back.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, we're here on World Cafe with Nolene Hoffman. Her debut EP is called Purple Gas. It's available now. So big breakout moment. You know, people view success in different ways. Sometimes it's playing Carnegie Hall. Sometimes it's playing the Opry. Sometimes it's playing Zach Bryan's pickup truck. Zach Bryan's The Belting Broncos series, where truly, if you're unfamiliar, artists perform on and in Zach's pickup truck. How did you find your way to the passenger seat of that vehicle?
Man, it's the darndest thing. So as I was telling you, when I was really hitting the ground running regionally with with my music, I was really focused on doing things the good old-fashioned way and really focused on just the performing and the show and building community and in real life. And my social media really, it maybe should have been, but it really wasn't a focus for me because I was just trying so hard to build community in real life and sort of earn some stripes performing and whatnot. The summer was coming to an end of my busy season, and I was sort of taking a look at, you know, what I could improve on. And I was like, kind of begrudgingly, I've got to work on my socials. And so I got a chance to write, and it was just, yeah, I wrote, I had this idea. I actually had the line, to blame, I'm not the kind of man to blame the dealer on a losing hand. It was like a line that I'd been wanting to put in a song for a long time. And then I also had another idea that was Purple Gas. And then it ended up the two ideas came together in one song. But I wrote this song. It was the first one I'd written in a while. And once I finished it, I took a video of it. And it's like, well, I got to get better at posting.
Sure.
And so I just posted it without really a thought, because at the time my TikTok had like 300 followers sort
Not
of thing.
A
and I was
kind of
like, yeah. So I posted it right before I went to bed and woke up in the morning. I was kind of like, oh, this is funny. Like, it's really catching up steam. And people started to DM me on Instagram that had seen it on TikTok to post it as an Instagram reel. And I eventually did. And the guy who DM'd me, who ends up being an important part of this story, he had seen it on TikTok, asked me to post it on Instagram. And so I did. And then after he saw that it went up, he texted me, I think my buddy Zach is really going to like this. And again, I just didn't really think too much of it. Like, I was like, oh, you know.
But that's the like, only way you can be in those situations.
That's the kind of thing. I didn't really, like, I was kind of like, ha ha. Okay. And then sure enough, the next morning.
Joke's on you.
Joke was on me, and he had put it up on his story. And that's kind of where things online started to, that side started to grow. My life changed completely. It's like upside down in the best way, but my world was turned upside down by that repost. Just everything changed.
Yeah. The hill that I will die upon it, climb to get me killed. There were such heights around here for a guy to lay his pride. Maybe I'd rest before I died if I weren't a flatland boy. If I weren't a flatland boy.
It's Nolene Hoffman here on World Cafe, alongside Zach Bryan, on a studio recording of Purple Gas, a song that Nolene wrote and later discovered by Zach and company, and a brand new EP called Purple Gas, which is available now. Nolene's my guest on World Cafe. We're going to hear a live version of Purple Gas, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask. It's a fuel, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So
tell me about your world
like,
dealing with that.
For sure. Yeah, it's a super... It's a regional thing in Western Canada. I'm not sure if you're familiar with pink diesel here in the States. It's off-road road fuel for agricultural use here, which is the same concept as purple gas. It's the same constitution as normal gas, but it's just a little bit cheaper. It's got a tax break on it for farmers and ranchers.
Uh-huh.
So lots of and you in Alberta, since you need a special license plate with a Alberta farm sticker to put purple gas in your truck and drive it on the public roads if you're not just burning it on your farm. Because if you're caught with purple gas in your tank without a plate for purple gas, they'll get you. You can get a ticket. But so that's what a plate for purple gas is. It's a license plate that says you're licensed to burn purple.
Wow.
The cheaper fuel, yeah.
Let's hear a live version of Purple Gas right now. It's Nolene Hoffman here on World Cafe.
I I've got plates for purple gas, about the only break I catch. But I am not the kind of man to blame the dealer on a losing hand. Have a lone star in my eye, the darker the sky, the brighter it shines. Pump jack, Texan, Baylor twine, a ton of grit, or maybe it's spite. And if I weren't a flatland boy, I'd say I have a hill that I will die upon if the climb don't get me killed. If there were such heights around here for a guy to lay his pride, maybe I'd rest before I died if I weren't a flatland boy. I hammered down air straight back. World blurs past, tell me how's it then? My horizon line static, I guess at least it's a sure bet. Start to not throw the first fist, but if you take it, finish that song. In a life having the upper hand's a myth, your only fighting chance is too stubborn to quit. And if I weren't a flatland boy, I'd say I have a hill that I will die upon if the climb don't get me killed. There were such heights around here for a guy to lay his pride. Maybe I'd rest before I died if I weren't a flatland boy. Retired rail ties, point nine wide, your neighbor kid on the fence and pliers, Fargo that turns over fine at 40 below if you cuss it right. A sly thumb or eyes sometimes, keep a bottle hit with a biomycin. You can dull the edge again, look ahead but can't get there, it goes on forever. Oh, it just goes on forever. You keep your head down, it goes on forever. But I've got plates for purple gas. I've got plates for purple gas.
Recorded live on World Cafe, it's Nolene Hoffman. Beautiful performance of Purple Gas. It's from her debut EP of the same name that is available now. Nolene, congratulations on everything.
Oh, thank you so much.
Such a pleasure to meet. Best of luck in 2025, and please come back and see us again soon, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. I can't wait to come back.
Awesome. It's Nolene Hoffman. I'm Kaleo. We're back in a minute with more World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. Thanks again to Nolene Hoffman. The EP is called Purple Gas. It features that great duet with Zach Bryan.
out now. Hat tip to our producer, Miguel Perez, for his work on the session. Lake Street Dive gets us back into music from their 2014 album, Bad Self-Portraits. It's You Go Down Smooth.
Would it be true to say that I ordered you? Or is it you that ordered me? I could say you are the only one I see, but I can't stop at two or three. And I am afraid to need you so. And I am too sober not to know that you may be my problem, not my love. Would I be lying if I said you were too sweet? Though I'm quite sure. Learn
I love that guitar solo. Comes kind of out of nowhere and just makes me feel good. Very bright and sunny, like the music of Valerie June. Her new album is out now. It's called Owls, Omens, and Oracles. I believe I was in that after-school program at some point. Song is called Joy Joy. And the new album features appearances from Blind Boys of Alabama and Norah Jones, and produced by M. Ward. Stay close. More Cafe for you in a moment, including first new music from Haim in several years. That's when we get back to World Cafe. Welcome back. It's World Cafe. I am Kaleo. And I got to know, what is the longest amount of time you have taken to finish something? I'll give you two examples. It's probably been 30 years and I've never finished The Godfather 3. And when I was 14 years old, I tried to build a model of Mount Rushmore and I just gave up and walked away. Haim, dealing with a similar issue, it took him 7 years to write and finish this song. And it's new for you now, immediately. It's called Relationships on World Cafe.
Make this work for me, 'cause I'm not a puppet, I will work against your soul. when I go home. I tend to close the door. I never want to know. So sing with me, can't you see? I don't have.
Till I ride away dead and dead. Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.